let's all stand as we sing this tonight. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Let us lift up our hands tonight and give him praise. Oh, let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands. Amen. Amen. That's what we've come to do tonight. Lift up his holy name and worship him. Amen. Certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. I trust you've went out and bought you some climbing shoes this week since Wednesday night. I tell you what, if you weren't here Wednesday night, you need to go back and archive the service. It was just Brother Joe did a tremendous job. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord another hand tonight. Amen. Turn around and shake somebody's hand. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus again. We've come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name.
Christ.
Amen. Go ahead and give the Lord another hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus. Oh, he's alive. Keep G. He's alive and well, living in me to tell the world, oh, that he is the same. Oh, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Clap of praise tonight. Amen. How do we know he's alive and well? He's living in us. Amen. To tell the world. You can be seated. We've got a few prayer requests, but I'll let you be seated for a few moments. A couple of testimonies we'll read you before the request. Brother Samuel had turned in a testimony, said that he'd been gone a few days and he's back. So we thank the Lord for bringing Brother Samuel back with us tonight. Also, Brother Baker has wished to thank the Lord for answered prayer for his daughter, Sarah Ellis, and says they got a nice apartment. I want to thank the Lord and thank all for praying for them. So we certainly want to thank the Lord for that this evening. Amen. Also want to remember Sister Jan Winters fell Thursday. She's very sore. Please remember her in our prayers. Sister Martha Ann turned that in tonight. Also, Sister Martha Ann turned in a request for her nephew. Came through surgery good, and the doctors extracted a 2-inch precancerous tumor from his colon. So we certainly thank the Lord for that successful surgery. Amen. And just continued prayer for that young man. Also, want to please pray for Brother Jerry, Sister Linda Phillips. They're both sick this evening, unable to be in church tonight. We certainly want to remember their request. Want to please pray Sister Barbara Gravely's son. Says he just left her house on a trip to Washington and he's very tired. Ask for traveling mercies for him. So we certainly want to remember him in our prayers tonight. Also, want to remember Brother Joel Moyer and the family in Ohio. All the legal matters will be settled. So we know the Lord's mindful of that need. Amen tonight. Amen. If you would, just stand to your feet. Brother Terry, would you just come take these knees before the Lord for us tonight? Amen. How many has a need upon your heart this evening? God bless you. God
bless you. So happy to be here one more time. One more time. I guess as Samson said, Lord, just once more. We pray that tonight. Lord, just once more. We don't know what will be the last service. Could be. Not likely, but it could be. I know one thing. I don't want to take no chances. I want to be ready. Heavenly Father, what a tremendous privilege. And we say that like a cliche, but we know if we could think back at the legislature, the different things that have been put on the books when Kennedy was president, the things that were put on the books when Lyndon Johnson was president, some of the things that are even in legislature now being proposed in California that's going to affect all of us. Father, this thing is escalating very, very quickly as we approach that faster dimension. Even the evil is accumulating faster. No time to be playing church. No time to be playing around. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that's outside the ark of safety, may something be said that would really just prick their hearts, that the Holy Spirit could brood over them to realize we're nearing the hour that, as the prophet said, be preaching to souls that are in prison. We don't know when that day could be or has been. But Lord God, I just pray that you'll meet every need tonight. Pray for Joel Moyer up in Ohio, has had this request, ongoing legal battles for a long time. Father, undertaking the behalf of his family, you know the need, you know the issues. Lord, only you probably can work this out. I pray that you'll just be there. Sister Jan Winters, you know her condition, her need. Touch her body and make her altogether well. Lord, as our brother comes to minister the word of night tonight, I pray that you just inspire him, give him the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to speak the spiritual food in due season. I pray, Lord, that the ever-present water from the rock, as it comes forth tonight, that we can just bring it into our souls. Father, we can just feed well tonight because we come thirsty, and we want to show the enemy, the devil, whose side we're on just by showing our presence up tonight, Lord. And those who found it not necessary to be here, well, I'm glad that we're here. We love you, Lord. We ask that you would just bless those that are here, bless the songs, the exhortation, and especially the preaching of the word. I pray that you be Brother Donnie and Sister Carol until they return back home. May they enjoy the remainder of their trip, Lord, and give them travel mercies as they return. Bless, anoint, give us what we have need of tonight. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's sing this old song tonight. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Amen. What a day that's going to be. Amen. Oh, as I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within. Oh, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Oh, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him, he will give me life. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. Oh, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever tide. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, oh, guiding me, I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, and oh, I love him so. And oh, I wanna see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, and oh, I wanna see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. For cares all past, ever to rejoice. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I'm on my way to Canaan's land, key of G. Brothers, if you'd come lift the evening offering, I almost forgot tonight. Also, got a little note here. It says, Brother Donnie has called, wanted to greet everyone and let you know he misses you very much. Says that he and Sister Carol are great and wants everyone to know that they love the land there. So we certainly are praying for our pastor and Sister Carol as they're gone. Pray that they have a great, relaxing time. Amen. As they're away. Amen. Let's just sing this little chorus. Amen. Sister Lindsay, if you want to come this evening. Where did I say? I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Amen. Let's sing that tonight. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Oh, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise God. I'm on my way. Canaan's land, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, praise God, I'm on my way. One more time like you mean it. I'm on my way, oh, to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise God, I'm on my way. Amen. You can be seated this evening. Amen. I got a text from Brother Louis, so you're stuck with me leading singing and singing a special tonight. So you bear with us. I said a couple weeks ago, he had... Brother Larry texted me about singing a song. I was singing on Wednesday or Saturday night, and then Brother Louis texted me lead singing. I said, I think I'll just dismiss myself. But tonight, I don't think I had a choice. I asked Sister Lindsay, and she said no unless I'd sing with her. So, amen. She's not being very submissive, so we'll talk with her about that.
In the beginning, the world was formed by your design. With just a word, the sun began to shine.
You created the lowest valleys and the mountains tall. Something out of nothing at all. My anguish and death. He can take this broken vessel, amen, and put it back on the potter's wheel and reshape us and reshape us. And we fall off and break, and He remolds us and reshapes us. Amen. What a great God. What a gracious God we serve tonight. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet. Let's just sing this little chorus. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore. Key of G. Let's just sing that little chorus as Brother David will come tonight. I trust you come expecting this evening. Amen. And believe in, pull upon the gift tonight. Let the Lord speak to your hearts. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus as He would come. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth.
Come on now. Huh? That's what a lot of us need to be, on, turned on with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to read you a couple of things before we get started. And then we'll just, first I want to give a testimony. Be all right? We was, me and my wife was fixing to leave town Thursday night. And I clean a building part time. And she helps me with it, and we just got finished with it, and we's in two separate vehicles, and so she's pulled out the parking lot, headed toward the house, because we's going to pack the other car and get ready to go and just come this way and spend some time and do some things and, you know, just enjoy ourselves. And so I was behind her, and she text me or call me and say, hey, where you at? I said, well, I'm coming. I'm behind you. I said, traffic's kind of slow, and I got stuck behind some slow people, you know, and just, I guess they was kind of just going around, you know, just taking their time too. And so I come upon the intersection. It's kind of busy intersection. They got a signal light there, and there's a wreck there. I thought, my, the wreck. And I seen that truck, and I didn't see no other vehicle. I seen some. I said, well, that don't look like that car was. And so I couldn't really see, and because there was a car in front of me at the signal light, and they kind of pulled sideways, and the lady got out, went over there, and there's a man in the truck to check on him. And so I thought, well, I'll just call my wife and see if she, you know, made it through everything, make sure everything's all right. And I said, well, yeah, maybe I can get around this car. And so I go around, I said, I need to call my wife. And I looked, because before I pulled around so I could see the other vehicle, I seen two other ladies walk across the street. I just pulled around, I looked, and I said, my God, that's my wife's car. That's our car. a lady had come across, that guy come across and ran that light and hit my wife, T-boned her, just, you know, messed up her car, and but my wife's still alive. I thank God. Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. I preached Wednesday night at the church. Brother Homer asked me if I'd preach, and I preached on, do you know the love of God? Somebody called me and said, David, do you know the love of God? I said, I sure do. I know the love of God. Amen. You know, we may feel it. We may experience it. Sometimes we don't even feel that he's right there. We think, hey, you know, he ain't there and all that. But you know what? We know he's always right there. We've been testifying. We've been praying certain things of our, some of our family needs and stuff, you know, and all that. God's been coming on the scene. And, you know, the devil don't like it. He don't like it. I called somebody saying, you know, the devil hates us, don't he? Us preachers, Brother Terry. I said, yeah, he sure does. But you know what? I hate him too. Amen. So the feeling's mutual. Amen. But I tell you what, God's still on the scene and we'll still press in the battle. Amen. And I thank God. It could have been worse. Amen. But you know what? She's still here. I'm here. We're here tonight and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. 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 I'd like to read a couple of things too, if it'd be all right. Let me read this one first. And, like I said, you love him tonight and we appreciate the Lord. Amen. And I just thought this one was real good and read it to you real quick and then read this other thing to you and we'll just and we'll ask the Lord to help us tonight. Amen. You appreciate him?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate him, don't you? Just forgive me. Amen. Find this. You know, I ain't too good when it comes to these electronic stuff, as you knew, you know, didn't know I was mooted, you know, a while ago. But you know what? It just, I just appreciate the Lord. Amen. I just appreciate him with all my heart. Amen. And I can't find it, but, you know, Charles Spurgeon penned this. He said, prayer to a Christian is like wings to a bird, like feathers to a chicken, and all these things. He said, that's what is praise to a Christian. Amen. Let me read this other one to you real quick. It says, a lady went to the pastor and said, I won't be coming or attending church anymore. He said, may I ask why? She said, I see people on their cell phones texting and typing during the service. Some are gossiping. Some just ain't living right. Some are sleeping. Some are staring at me. They all are just hypocrites. The pastor sat silent. Then he said, can you do me something? Can you do me a favor for me? Can you do something for me before you make your final decision? She said, sure. What's that? He said, take a glass of water and walk around the church two times and don't let any water fall out of the glass. She said, I can do that. She went and got the glass of water and walked around the church two times. Then came back and told the pastor proudly, said, it's done. The pastor asked her these questions. Did you see anybody on their phone? Did you see anybody gossiping? Did you see anyone sleeping? Was anyone living wrong? She said, I didn't see anything because I was so focused on the glass so the water wouldn't spill out. He told her, when you come to church, you should be that focused on God. So you don't fall. That is why Jesus said, follow me. He did not say, follow Christians. Don't let your relationship with God be determined by how others relate with God. Let it be determined by how focused you are with God. Amen. And that's what I want to be tonight. Amen. I don't want my salvation to be determined on what others do. Amen. Because what others do, hey, if I look at what others do, hey, I'll make mistakes myself. But if I look at what others do, I'll get discouraged. I'll get down. I'll get this. But I ain't worried about what others do. I'm looking at what I'm doing. And my focus tonight is on serving God. Amen. My focus tonight is on preaching the word. Amen. My focus tonight is on coming to church and having a good time. Amen. I don't have to wait for a brother, whoever's leading us singing to say, let's raise our hands, or whoever it may be, amen. I don't have to wait for them, Brother Aaron, or whoever it may be, amen, or anybody to say, hey, let's raise our hands, or whoever's playing the organ or the piano. I don't have to wait on them things. I'm going to come for one purpose, and that's to worship God, amen, and that's to give God the glory. Amen. That's the purpose I come for. I don't know what you came for tonight, but I come to worship God. I come to live for God. Amen. I come to do what God wants me to do. Amen. You believe that tonight? Let's stand together. Amen. How many's got a need tonight? Amen. Let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just so love you, Lord, tonight with all that's within our hearts, Lord. And we appreciate you, Father, for everything that you've done for us, oh God. Lord, we appreciate you once again, Father, for watching over my wife, Lord God. And just, Lord, we're so thankful for that, Lord God. I appreciate that tonight, Lord Jesus. You don't know how much we appreciate it, Father. Lord, I'm glad that she's here with me tonight, Lord God. Stiff and sore, Lord God, but we're still pressing the battle, Father. Lord, we just come one more time to give you the honor and glory, Lord Jesus. And I pray tonight, Lord God, you saw the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was lifted, Lord God. So I pray tonight, Father, that you just come on the scene on behalf of each and every need, oh God. Many times we listen to the prayer requests from here, Lord God, and those that we know, Father, we forgot. We say, God, help, Lord, and those that we don't know, we say, God, Lord Jesus, help us, Father. Lord, there's sick people, Lord. There's sick folk tonight, Lord God. There's those that need a touch from you physically, Lord. There's those that need a touch from you spiritually, Lord Jesus. Oh God, help us, Lord Jesus. Not only here in this congregation tonight, Lord God, but back home in our church, Lord. And Lord, just around the world, Lord, wherever the believers are gathered at, Lord, tonight, Lord, or wherever they may be, Lord, in the morning, Lord God, there's those that need a touch physically, Lord God. There's those that need a touch spiritually, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you come on the scene, Lord God, and just touch those, God, Lord, both physically, both spiritually, Lord God, just touch each and every one, oh God. I pray tonight, Father, that you touch those here, Lord, that are sick, Lord. Touch those that are indifferent tonight, Lord God. Lord, if there's a backslider tonight, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that you bring them back into the fold, Lord God. If there's a sinner here tonight, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that before this service is over, Lord, that they'll weep their way to Calvary, Lord God, that they'll come, Lord, and let Calvary, Lord, just have a Calvary experience, oh God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, tonight, Lord. Pray, Lord, as we endeavor to try to say something that would help your people tonight, Lord, that you just bless us, oh God. Help us. Let us get ourselves out of the way, Lord, and you use the vessels tonight, Lord. You do the speaking, oh God. Grant it, Father. Lord, we just ask, oh God, these things, Lord. Asking, Lord God, that you take the words that we'll read, Lord God, that you, Lord, just anoint, Lord God, us, our lips, Lord, that we'd say those things you'd want us to say, refrain from those things that you would not have us to say. Anoint the hearts and ears of the listener, Father. They'll be able to receive those things that they have need of, Father. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Psalms, the second chapter. I'm going to look at the 12th verse there of Psalms chapter 2. Psalms 2 and verse 12 says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. I'd like to take a little thought tonight for just for a little while. Try not to hold you too long. We want to try to keep church order, you know. But anyway, we appreciate, you know, and appreciate listening to Brother Joel's service archive. Him, the, you know, did a real good job, you know, and all that. And, you know, he leaves town, but, you know, but. That's just the way it is, you know. But we appreciate Brother Joe, amen, and appreciate Brother Terry and different ones here that we know. So we just appreciate everyone, amen. I want to preach on tonight, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. And I believe tonight we need to be fully surrendered to the Almighty God. Amen. We need to be fully surrendered and submit ourselves to Him. That's what I want to do. Amen. Like I said, I'm preaching on, do you know the love of God and this, you know, then the wreck and the accident. But that makes me want to be that much more committed to Him. Because you never know when your time's going to come. Amen. And we need to be ready at all times. I want to be ready at all times, no matter, amen, because, hey, we ain't promised to walk out these doors alive. Amen. I ain't promised to make it back to Alabama alive. Amen. But while I'm here, I want to put everything I got into this service. Amen. Everything I got, because this could be somebody's last service. If we think of it that way. Amen. This could be somebody's last service. So I want to put everything I've got into this service tonight. Amen. I want you to put everything into this service tonight. Because this could be your last one. Hey, if we're working on the job or whatever we do, and or whatever you like to do, you like to go to ball game, you put everything into that. Amen. You put everything into that ball game or whatever it is. I think Brother Branham said something about Patmos Vision, about having a shindig. You know what a shindig is? This is your chin, and this is digging. Amen. So we're going to have a shindig. Amen. I'm going to dig in there, and I'm going to praise God. Amen. I'm going to worship God. Amen. And if God wants me to lift my hands, I'm going to lift my hands. I want to submit myself to Him. Amen. Amen. Because Christ is not only God's chosen King, but He's also the rightful King of our hearts. Oh, I hope He sits on your heart's throne tonight. Amen. I hope He sits on mine tonight. Amen. Amen. I want to give Him full attention tonight. I want to give Him my all tonight. I don't want to just give Him my strength. That's what Samson, amen, gave it. That's all He, but yielded His heart to the lie. But I want to give everything I've got to Him tonight. Amen. I want to put everything I've got in serving Him. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. That He called me, Brother Terry. Amen. I'm so glad that He chose me. Amen. I'm so glad that I'm here tonight. Amen. I mean, not here. I mean, I'm glad I'm here, but I'm glad that I'm here serving the Almighty God. Amen. I'm glad I'm here serving Him under the dictates of this message. Hallelujah. Amen. So He can send me a message that I could have a ratchet faith. Amen. For a change of a body. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. What about you tonight? Is that what you're looking for? Amen. I don't care, amen, who gets mad and who don't get, and who ain't glad or whatever, but I'm happy tonight that I serve a risen Savior. Amen. I'm so, oh, you know what? So many people, they get mad. They'll come to church and they get mad because we got a certain picture hanging up in our church. Amen. But you know what? They won't say nothing about that Hoffman head of Christ. Amen. Hey, that's just a painting. Amen. But the one, amen, with a pillar of fire, that's Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, amen, for the truth tonight. That's why I want to submit myself to Him. Amen. He's the rightful King of my heart and lives. Amen. In order to be ready for His coming, I must submit myself to His leadership every day. Amen. Not just on Saturday night because it's church. Not just on Sunday because, but every day I want to submit my life to Him. Amen. That's what I want to do, is submit my life to Him every day. So let's look at this tonight for a little bit if we can. Like I said, well, I try not to hold you too long. But hey, if God comes on the scene, that's what we want. Amen. Hallelujah. If God comes down and we run the pews, then that's what we want. Or whatever He wants, that's what we want. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I want to look at four different types of kisses. First, I want to look at the command, which the command was kiss the Son. And under the command, I want to look at four types of kisses. Amen. Then I want to look at the argument. And then I want to look at the benediction. If that'd be all right. Amen. Now under the command, let's look at these four types of kisses, if it be all right. Amen. If it ain't all right, I'm going to do it anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. The first kiss under these four types of kisses under the command, kiss the Son, I believe is the kiss of reconciliation. Amen. Reconciliation. And I was thinking about that, and I kind of said, well, reconciliation. And we all have heard that, that word. And I looked up that word, and it had reconcile, reconcilable. And reconcilable means one that can be reconciled. And I thought, my, I'm so glad that God placed something in my heart before the foundation of the world that I could be reconciled. Amen. That I can, Brother Jim, amen, that I can be reconciled with. Amen. Something on the inside. Amen. I'm so glad that I found out that my name was on the book. Hallelujah. Amen. He tore off the seals. Amen. And called out our name, Brother Terry. Amen. He didn't say perhaps, Terry or David or what. But down on the inside of us, there was something that said amen to the word. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that there was something in me that could be reconciled. Amen. Let me just read. Reconcile. That's reconcile means to make friendly again or win over to a friendly attitude. I thought, God, that's what you made me. You won me over to a friendly attitude because my attitude was rotten. Amen. Because my old nature was against God. Amen. Oh my, but he made me friendly again. Amen. He won me over to a friendly attitude. He says to make arguments, ideas, text, etc., consistent, compatible, to bring into harmony. Amen. He brought me into harmony with his word. Hallelujah. I was out of harmony. Amen. I was lost and undone without God or his son. Amen. But he brought me into harmony. He reconciled me. Amen. I received the kiss of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad that I had something placed in me to receive that kiss. Amen. Amen. You hear people getting divorces. And it's unreconcilable differences. Not compatible. Well, who is? Amen. We all have differences. Amen. We all are different. Amen. That's just part of God's bouquet. Amen. He made some fat ones, some skinny ones, some with hair, some with no hair. Amen. But we're all God's children. Amen. And he placed something in us to be reconciled by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him tonight. Amen. I thank him, Lord, that I heard your call. Amen. I'm glad that I received the kiss of reconciliation, Lord. Amen. Amen. You said, what about a few examples in the Bible? All right, there's these two brothers. Had Jacob and Esau. Amen. And the hearts of the brothers had been long estranged. Amen. And fear dwelt in one of the brothers' hearts. Amen. And revenge had kindled the fire in the other one. Amen. Oh my. But when they came together, you remember the story. We won't go into all, back on there, but you remember the story how Jacob wanted to send Esau some peace offerings and all that. Amen. But when they came together and they fell on each other and kissed each other on the back of the neck, what a kiss of reconciliation. Oh, God. Amen. And you know what? We can't rightly, amen, receive the kiss of reconciliation until we've been reconciled. And we can't kiss the Son back until we receive reconciliation. Amen. I want to be able to kiss the Son back today. That's the command. Kiss the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man. A man's heart. Amen. Before we, amen, a man's heart. The Spirit has to do a work in a man or a woman's heart. Amen. Before they can receive the kiss of reconciliation or give the kiss of reconciliation back. Oh God, help us tonight. If we're here tonight, let the Spirit of God do a work in our hearts tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think about the prodigal son. Amen. When he began, you know, when he wanted to, that, you know, the story Jesus told about the prodigal. Amen. Just a little story that he told, but I mean, it has a whole lot of meaning. You know, when the younger boy rose up and said, give me my inheritance. And so the elder son, and so, you know, the Bible says that he divided, you know, the inheritance between the two boys. And the younger son took his inheritance and went into a far country and to begin to waste his substance on riotous living. Amen. Now, it did not say wasted his money. It said it wasted his substance. Amen. Now, if he had said wasted his money, he'd have thought, well, in this, amen, all I stand to lose is money. Amen. But he lost his identification. He lost his integrity. Amen. Amen. He lost all that. Amen. He didn't just lose his money. He lost everything. He lost his integrity. He lost his identification. And there the Bible says he began to eat with the swines. Can you imagine a king's son packing slop jars to feed their pigs with? Amen. And that's one thing about a Jew that they couldn't stand was a pig. Amen. But the Bible says that he came to himself. Amen. That's what we got to do tonight. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're like that prodigal, you got to come to yourself. And you got to recognize that I need God. Amen. You got to recognize that I need something more than coming to church on Saturday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. I got to have a new birth. I got to be born again. I got to have an experience with God like I never had. Something that I anchor down in the soul. That when all hell is breaking loose, when all, amen, when the storms is rolling in, I'm standing strong. Because I got an anchor. Amen. Got an anchor. So he came to himself. Amen. And he recognized, I'm lost. Amen. That's what we got to do. If you're here tonight. Well, amen. Oh, the kiss of reconciliation. We got to come to the point where we recognize that we're lost and undone without God. Amen. We got to recognize that I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Amen. I can't even talk without him holding my hand. Amen. I can't go another step further without him holding my hand. I got to come to that recognition. Amen. And then he didn't just succumb to himself, but he got up. Amen. That's what we need to do. After we recognize and come to ourselves, amen, recognize that we're lost and undone, then we got to get up. Amen. Then he started back where? Not to the, amen, not to the Gissendetter's house, not to anybody's house, not to this house, not to the Gadman's house, not to the Reagan's house, but to the Father's house. Amen. Amen. Now the Father was no dummy. He knew what the son had been doing. Amen. Running the family name through the mud and all that. Just bringing shame to the family name. Hey, Christ is no dummy tonight. Amen. He knows whether you'd rather be here or not. Amen. He knows whether you're in this service or not. He knows whether you're just pretending or you're for real. Oh God, help us tonight. I don't want to just be an actor or a pretender. That's a Pharisee. Amen. But I want to be the real McCoy. Amen. I want to be the real thing. God, come and anchor you. Amen. You in my heart, Lord. That if I get in a wreck, if I should go by the way of the grave, I'm still standing strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. My father wasn't no dummy. He's always looking. Amen. Looking. Amen. Because he knew, amen, that his son eventually, he'd have to come back home. Amen. He'd have to come back. And the father was waiting. Oh, he's waiting tonight. Amen. He's waiting. He knows, hey, you've got to come to yourself. Amen. And recognize that you're lost. Then you've got to get up. And you've got to start back to the Father's house. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And on the way back, he didn't have time to take a bath. He didn't have time to do all this. He probably still stunk like a pig. He probably looked like a pig. Even old, now, amen. He probably went by sister, brother and sister, holier than thou art's house. And they were sitting on the front porch and they said, hey, ain't that the Gadman's boy? Ain't that this and that? Hey, but that's all right. Hey, they didn't reckon it. They didn't realize that he'd come to himself and that he got up and he was on his way back to the Father's house to receive the kiss of reconciliation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he was on his way back. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when he saw him, he ran. Under the Jewish law, an old man ain't supposed to run. Amen. But I like that song, when God ran. Amen. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home again. He lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes, with forgiveness in his voice. He said, son, do you know I still love you? Amen. He still loves you tonight. Why don't you come home tonight? The Father's waiting. Amen. Before the feast was spread, before the music and the dance could begin, amen, he had to receive the kiss of reconciliation and make, hey, and kiss him back. He had to accept the kiss of reconciliation. Because it wouldn't have done him no good if he hadn't received that kiss of reconciliation and kissed the Father back. Amen. And he had to recognize and accept that kiss, just like me and you have to do, is accept our pardon tonight. Amen. Know that we are forgiven tonight. Hallelujah. Because a pardon is not a pardon unless it's accepted as a pardon. I want to accept my pardon tonight. Amen. I want him to lift my head. Amen. Put it in his chest and say, and wipe the tears from my eyes and say, son, I still love you. Daughter, I still love you. Amen. And I'll be able to kiss him back. Amen. The song says, God gave his son to win his erring child. He reconciled and pardoned him from his sin. Amen. Because at one time, I neglected his word. Amen. I rebelled. I loved the wages of sin better than I loved the ways of God. Amen. I hated God's way. Amen. But something happened. Amen. And it was a turnabout. A change, amen, came in. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for that change. Amen. I'm so glad for it tonight. Ain't you? Amen. Another kiss. Number two. Amen. Like I said, four types of kisses. Be all right tonight. Amen. Amen. Under this kiss, the kiss of allegiance and homage. Amen. You know, the prophet of God one time, he said it like this. He said, you know, we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We stand for the when they sing the national anthem. He said, what about reading the word? Amen. And I want to give him allegiance tonight. Amen. Allegiance. Amen. Like that song, allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my heart. Amen. With not just halfway, Brother Jim, but with all my heart. Amen. With all my heart tonight. I want to give him my all tonight. I want to put everything I got into it tonight. I want to give him my all. Amen. If I can go out on the job and give my all on the job, I'll be able to come to the house. My job didn't save me. My job ain't going to heal me when I'm sick. Amen. My job ain't going to do this. But I got a loving Savior tonight. Amen. That said, by my stripes you're healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Hallelujah. Don't you love God tonight? Why don't you give him allegiance tonight? Amen. With all your heart, with all your strength. Amen. I'll seek to honor his commands. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to seek to honor his commands. Amen. He said years ago they were brought before a tyrant's throne. Said their lives be spared. They just recant and give up. Amen. Oh, but one by one, they refuse to give in. Amen. Oh, I refuse to give in tonight. Amen. I refuse, amen, to give in to the devil tonight. Amen. I refuse to give in to his ways. Amen. I refuse to give in to his crazy thinking tonight. Amen. I want to give honor, homage, and allegiance to my Savior tonight. I want to give him the kiss of allegiance. here this year. I don't watch too much. I try not to get caught up in it. Because if I do, I know what happens. But in the NFL especially, they didn't want to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. They wanted to kneel. I wonder what kind of, you know, there are men and women that go on before them so they'd have a right to come. Some people come into this country. People gave their lives for it. Amen. Why shouldn't we stand? Amen. Oh, but there's something greater than that tonight. Amen. There's something more greater than that. Brother Brandon said it like this: an unbelief does not hinder God. He said he had a cousin that was in a world war. He said, Billy, when we came over here on the ship, after we fought a war, he said, when we start coming in, just over the horizon, we can see that Statue of Liberty raising up out of the water. And said that row of the wheelchair cases, those in the stretchers, crippled, wounded from battle. And so when they begin to see that, tears begin to flow down their cheeks. Amen. They begin to stand if they could. They begin to fall. They begin to say, God, amen. Because behind that laid a mama, laid a wife, laid a baby waiting on them to come back. Amen. And they wanted to give honor and homage and allegiance. That was just in the natural. What about the spiritual side of it? Amen. Amen. On the old rugged cross. Amen. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Amen. I want to stand in honor and give him allegiance tonight. Amen. Oh, you may or may not have a loved one that's gone on. Amen. And just beyond that, they're waiting on you. Amen. They're looking over the banister of heaven tonight. Say, come on, you can make it. Come on. Preach it, Brother Terry. Come on, you can make it. Come on, Brother Jim, you can make it. Come on, sister, you can make it. Amen. I want to give him allegiance and homage. What's homage? A deep respect. Amen. He demands respects. Amen. He does. Amen. And I just don't want to make him my Savior tonight, but I want to make him Lord. You remember that story? I don't think Brother Brown just told stories just to be filling tape. Well, I got 30 minutes left on this tape. I better tell it. But he told me about this guy that saved this little boy off a bicycle. Then remember? And then that boy got up, grew up, got in the wrong crowd, got in trouble, and he stand before the judge. Before he would place sentence, he said, Judge, don't you remember me? He said, listen, Judge, I was that little boy that you saved off the bicycle. The judge told him, said, yes, son, I remember you. I was your Savior back then, but now I'm your judge. Oh, God, I want you to be my Savior now. And not only Savior, but I want you to be my Lord. Lord means rulership. Amen. Because one of these days, I want to bow before him now. Because one of these days, the scripture says, every tongue will confess. Every knee shall bow. I want to bow now. I want to give him homage now. I want to give him respects now. I owe him my all. I owe him respects. Amen. Brother Branham said it like this. He said, I fear my church, which a fear, it said it brings us respect. He said, I wouldn't want to do nothing that would bring shame to my church or dishonor to my church. He said, I fear my mother. He said, I fear my wife. He said, I wouldn't want to do nothing that would bring harm or dishonor to my wife. Amen. And he said, what about this? He said, what if I was fixing to go overseas to some meetings? And she grabbed me by the tie and said, listen here, Mr. Branham, when you're going overseas, I don't want you to have any other wives besides me. He said, what if I set her down and said, now listen here, Mrs. Branham, while I'm going, I don't want you to have any husbands besides. He said, what kind of a marriage would that be? But said, I love her and she loves me and we respect one another. That she wouldn't want to do anything, amen, because I love her. He said, but if I did, or she did, amen, made a mistake or something, amen, we wouldn't want to. But if we did, she would forgive. Oh, I'm so glad that we got a loving father tonight. Thought this, Brother Brown told a story. Just read it a while ago. He said this woman, been a Christian all of her life. Raised in a Christian home. real staunch Christian, live holy and right. She met this man. He'd only been a Christian for a couple of years. They got married, fell in love with each other, and got married. And after so many months of their marriage, she said to him, said, I forget what name he used. I'll just use Jim. He said, Jim, do you know? Said, I know it must be hard for you. Said, you ain't been a Christian very long, but out there in the world, when you go to work, different things, and the temptations of the devil, all them things. He said, but Jim, I want to tell you something. I love you very much, Jim. I love you with all my heart. And if something should happen, and you should make a mistake and you should fall, don't stay away from home. Say, come home. And I'll be here waiting on you to pray you through, to pray with you. He said, he went to work. He said, what could I do? How should I live with not a wife that loves me that much? And Paul, that, how about our Heavenly Father? Let me give him homage tonight. Let me give him the kiss of allegiance tonight. Amen. 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 Now the time has come for us to take a stand. We got to count the cost. Amen. A lot of us don't count the cost. The Bible says, Jesus said, if an army comes in out of you with 10,000 men and you only got about 4,000, you better sit down and make sure. You better count the cost. Amen. A lot of people's not. They started in this race, but they didn't really count the cost. Amen. And they found wrecked up somewhere along the way. I want to count the cost and make sure I got what it takes to get me to the other side. Amen. Oh my. I want to yield to His rule. Say, Lord, have Thy own way. You're the potter. I'm just a clay. Mold me and make me. Amen. Because one time we worshiped our lust. We worshiped our pleasures. Amen. We gave allegiance to our pride, to our selfishness. Now we submit to His rule. We submit to His yoke. Amen. I want to submit to Him. Amen. Another kiss under the command. Kiss of worship. A kiss of worship. Amen. You know, back years ago, even in the Bible days, when they began to make the idols, you know, out of gold and different things, or they begin to make themselves idols, you know, because they thought, what's the use? And so they made them idols and said, you remember when Moses up in the mountains said, hey, let us make a God to go before us because we don't know what's happened to this Moses. Hey, and they made them idols out of gold and even kissed them and worshiped them, gave them allegiance, gave them homage, worshiped them. Amen. Oh, my. But what about our Lord tonight? Amen. Because God is not going to alter His gospel for anyone. Amen. He ain't going to alter it for me. He ain't going to alter it for you. You got to come by the way of the Word of God tonight. You got to come by the way of the message of the hour tonight. Amen. He ain't going to alter it for you. He ain't going to alter it for me. I got to stand true to this Word. You got to stand true to this Word. We ain't going to go in by no detours or bypasses or anything else. I got come God's provided way tonight. Amen. I got to give Him the kiss of worship. I got to give Him the kiss of reconciliation. I got to give Him the kiss of allegiance and homage tonight. And I got to give Him the kiss of worship tonight. Amen. I got to give Him the kiss of worship tonight. I want to say, God, I come here and I'm going to, amen, but I don't have to be here at church only, amen. I can do it when I'm on my way to work, amen. When I'm at my house, amen. Amen. I don't have to have no music. I can just begin to sing a song in my heart, amen, and something, amen. I go to lifting my hands and saying, God, I thank You, Lord God, that You saved me, Lord. I thank You that You love me, Lord God. I thank You, Lord, that You brought me this far, amen, and You're going to see me through, amen. Amen. I made a statement last Wednesday night at church. You know, what if we had a choice? You know, God's brought us this far. You know, what if He said, now, David, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to choose the rest of the way of how your life's going to go? I say, Lord, through many troubles, trials, and snares, you brought me safe thus far. Your grace has. And grace has seen me safely home. Lord, you brought me this far. You mapped my way out this far, Lord. You go out and map the rest of my way out, Lord. Because you know that what's good for me and what ain't good for me. You can show me where to go and where not to go, Lord. You just keep on leading God in me. Amen. You brought me safe this far. You just do the rest of it all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give him the kiss of worship tonight. Amen. Oh my. They worshiped them idols. Amen. And they bowed before them. Amen. They offered them homage. They offered them allegiance. They gave them worship. They killed. What about us tonight? Amen. That idol didn't do nothing for them. Amen. That gold didn't do nothing for them. But I want to tell you tonight, my God. Amen. Tonight. If you're here tonight, he saved you. Amen. For the wreck. If you've been in a wreck. Amen. Car wreck. Whatever. He's kept you out of the hospital. Amen. He's came on the scene many times. Amen. Amen. Oh my, if you've been in the hospital, he's brought you out. Amen. You say, well, what if some has went by the way of the grave? That's all right. We got a promise. We're going to meet them over there. Amen. Because the scripture says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the air. We got a promise. Amen. Why shouldn't we worship him? Why shouldn't we give him allegiance? Why shouldn't we give him honor? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, why shouldn't I? Amen. Oh, I love him tonight. Amen. It's like Brother Joel sings back there. Amen. I'm going up yonder. Amen. I'm going up yonder. I can take the pain. Amen. Amen. I'm going in the rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody was telling me, I was over this back in February out in New Mexico preaching for Brother Manuel Salazar. And they said that a couple years ago, 4 years ago, they was having a meeting out there because he says has a meeting about every year about May, June, somewhere around there. And said, and Brother Wayne Lawson was preaching. So he got under inspiration. He began to go like this and said, I'm going in a rapture. And said that anointing came all over that building. And said when they left that service that night, they went back to the motel and the anointing was still there. So they begin to walk outside. Amen. Just begin to lift their hands at the motel. Because they thought, Brother Jim, it was going to take place any minute. Oh God, if we could just live in that atmosphere. Amen. One of these days we're going to get caught out of here. Amen. I'm going in a rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I want to worship him. That's why I want to live. I don't have to wait for the song leader. Amen. I don't have to wait for Brother Aaron. I don't have to wait for this one or that one. I'm giving him glory tonight. I'm giving him praise tonight. I'm giving him worship tonight. Amen. Amen. I want to worship him. Amen. I want to adore him. Amen. By my faith. By just trusting in him. Hey, my wife, back at last year, end of the year, she quit her job. She just felt led to. Amen. She'd been wanting to, some things. Her back's been bothering her. She worked in the daycare for 17 years. Her back's been bothering her. Her neck's been bothering her. Lifting up on them kids ain't easy. You know, sometimes that's just dead weight. They don't help you. Amen. And so she just been praying about it. She said, pray with me. So we've been praying. I've been wanting to quit anyway. So I said, how are we going to do it? I said, we trusted him this far. We're going to keep trusting him. Amen. We're going to keep trusting him. Amen. So, hey, so we've been praying about it. So we went to church that Sunday morning and Brother Homer began to preach. And he said something. He read a statement about Brother Brown. Said, a woman's place is at home. Now, they said that. Now, hey, don't take me wrong. You see, I love each and every one of you. Amen. But that just something that was directly for her, that service. Amen. She said, that was for me. She went, typed out her, got somebody to help her type up her out her recognition, and she went and gave it to her boss. The boss just looked at it, said, are you serious? But things begin to transpire. And she knew that, hey, She had the mind of the God, Lord, the Lord. We've been praying. He said, Brother David, hadn't been easy. Hey, the devil don't like it. Or he wouldn't have tried to take her out the other day. Amen. He don't like it for her staying home and listening to more tapes and praying more. Amen. And praying for her husband. Amen. He don't like, the devil don't like it. But I don't like the devil anyhow either. Amen. We're just going to give God glory and give the devil a black eye and keep pressing on. Amen. Amen. We're going to adore him by our faith, by trusting in him. Amen. We're going to adore him by our service, by living for him. I don't need nobody to call me, to beg me. I don't need Brother Homer to call me and tell me it's church time. I don't need nobody to remind me that it's church time. Amen. I'm going to church on Wednesday night. Amen. Unless the ox is in the ditch or something, I ain't going to put the ox in the ditch. Amen. But if something's wrong and I can't make it, you know, God, forgive me. Amen. But I'm going. I don't have to have Brother Homer to give me handouts or anything. I don't have to have nobody to pat me on the back and say, you need to worship God. You need to live for God. I'm just going to do it because I want to. Amen. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. One of my favorite quotes, Brother Branham said on Uniting Time Aside, he said, the church is so come together as we call ourselves the church. See, this building is really just a building. It's when we leave, you are the church. We leave, the building sits empty. Amen. We are the church. Church means called out. Amen. Happy Valley. That's just a sign that we want to invite people to come, show them the direction and everything. But we are the church. Amen. He said, so we, the church, as we are so coming together, unite time of the bride, as we call ourselves the bride. The bride, unite with her bridegroom. She is so coming together that there should be nothing else. You didn't have to beg people to worship. You don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg people to do what's right. They're just nothing else. That's all they want to do. Amen. You don't have to beg me to pray. You don't have to beg me to worship. You don't have to beg me to do what's right. There's just something about it. I want to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to adore him with my lips by praising him. Amen. I'm going to adore him with my heart by surrendering to him. Yes, sir. Amen. The fourth kiss under the command, I'm not trying to hurry, the kiss of gratitude. Brother Bram said, tears of a penitent heart. You know the story about that woman in the Bible. Amen. Our affection and adoration belong to him. You remember the story about that woman that could wash his feet? Oh, what beautiful water to wash his feet with. Amen. You know, God don't need us, but we sure do need him. Brother Branham said like this, you put your finger in a bucket of water, pull it out, find out where you put your finger at. He said, that's how much God don't need you, but you need him. Amen. He was invited to Simon's house. We all know the story. There was no kiss of reconciliation. There was no kiss of homage. There was no kiss of worship. There was no kiss of gratitude. But this woman. Let me read you a quote. Be all right? Brother Brown said on pride. Said, you know the custom in the Palestine country? The first thing happens when you're invited to a royal entertainment like that. When you come to the door, you're all dirty, you stink. You're not a fit subject for entertainment. You'd be embarrassed to walk on those lovely homes with all that on your feet and everything and the way you look and sweaty and everything. What's the first thing when a guest arrives? They got a flunky, the poorest paid man on the job. When I think that my Lord girded himself and washed people's feet, he took the lowest place. When he deserved the highest place. But he took the lowest place to wash the dung and dirt from their feet because the humblest became the humblest of servants. There's not another servant got a humble job as the flunky that washes the feet. But when you come to a home of that type in the eastern country, Palestine, the flunky meets you at the door, goes to one of the wells and draws him a great basin of water, good clear water, and he removes your sandals or your shoe, sets your feet up across his knee, and he washes all the dirt and dust and dung and stuff off your body. And then he takes another towel, wipes your feet, and washes them, sets them down. And then he takes your sandals and sets them up on a little light meadow, like sets them along like this at the door of the entrance. Then he goes over and he finds a pair of fine silk slippers. They're soft. That's the compliments of the host. He does that. He has them set there. He puts them up on your feet and he finds one that fits you comfortably. Then your feet's washed. Then he passes you into another place. Then the man meets you there at the door and he has a little basin in his hand, a little pitcher like, and you take it and pour some of the oil in your hands. Now that oil is made of a very fine spikenard. What is it? There's a bush that grows in Arabia that they get it from. A little flower blooms like a rose, and then when the rose goes down, it leaves a little bulb, like, and it hardens like a little apple. And that's the thing that the tree does. But you can take that and roll it in your hands. I seen a Russian celebrity one time, had two of them. You could roll them in your hands like that, and the scent would stay on your hand for 2 weeks. It's very expensive, costly, and it costs much money. Oil will get old and smell bad in a few days, but they put that spikenard in there until it becomes oil. It keeps it for that aroma for years. That was some of the treasures that the Queen of Sheba brought to Solomon. Amen. And then they give you that, and you wash your hands with it. Then they give you a towel and wipe your hands. Then the next thing that they give you, some more of it, and you put it on your neck, the back of your neck, on your cheeks, and on your forehead. Both men and women in Palestine must do that because the sun rays are so hot. They do that. It creates a smell. Then after that, you wipe most of it off. You're refreshed. Your feet are washed. You're washed. Your hands are clean. Your face is clean. Then you're taken into the chamber where the host is. And then when you meet him, you take his, he takes his right hand, puts it on your left shoulder. Then you bow, and then he takes your right hand and puts it on his left shoulder. He bows, and then he kisses you from one side of the cheek to the other side of the cheek. And that's the welcome, the right hand of fellowship. When the host kisses you, you're a brother, you're welcome. Jesus was very careful to wash to wash Dr. Jones's feet. And they're very careful for the celebrity. But here sat Jesus with dirty feet. Brother Brown said it like this, Jesus with dirty feet. I wonder tonight, is he sitting on in the corner with unwashing feet tonight? Or have we made him welcome? Have we made him welcome tonight? Amen. He said, when the host kisses you, your brother, and said he was careful. Here sat Jesus, unwelcome, with no oil on him. Here sat Jesus with no kiss. And yet he left his work, come all the way across Palestine to keep his promise. I imagine he was miserable sitting there. All the rest of them and the Pharisee testifying over there about different things that happened. And poor Jesus sat there with dirty feet, unanointed face, no kiss. Jesus wants to be kissed. He said, there's a scripture in Psalms 2 says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Kiss the Son. Oh, you never know what it means to once you kiss the Son. He said, you'll never know what it means to kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. Make him welcome into your heart. But he said, unanointed with dirty feet. Oh, how embarrassed he was. Pharisee was having a big time. He was too busy entertaining the great men in the city to know that Jesus was unentertained. But he come anyhow. Oh my God, what happened? How did that flunky at the door ever get without washing his feet? God, he says, I wish I'd had his job. He said, I would have loved to wash his feet at the door. I'd love to have entertained him to take in my basin of water when I know that it was him sitting there. Oh, he's here tonight and he wants to be kissed tonight. The scripture says, kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. He said, oh, what would it mean for you to kiss the Son to make him welcome? He was here on earth, and he said, the birds have nests, the foxes have dens, but the Son have, a man have no place to lay his head. I'm saying, Father, come and lay your head in the bosom of my heart tonight. Let me make you welcome. Let me kiss you tonight. And not just tonight, but every day. Amen. Oh my. Oh my. Then the argument was, amen, the command was kiss the Son. Then the argument was, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. You said, Brother David, can he be angry? This lamb this innocent Lamb of God. One that when a woman was brought to him in adultery, got rid of all her accusers and said, "Woman, neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." That innocent lamb. That innocent lamb that was spit upon. That they tied a rag around him, blindfolded him, hit him on the back of the head, said, "Now you're a prophet, tell us who hit you." But he never said a word. Never said a word. But that innocent lamb can become angry. Amen. Look at him going into the temple, making merchandise of the people. He plaited a rope and began to whip him, drag him out, and say, "Hey, you have made my house a house of thieves. It's to be called a house of prayer." And he done this because it was written of him according to the scripture. Woman caught in adultery. Innocent lamb, but he can become angry. On the cross dying. But he said, "Father, forgive them. For they know not what you do." What they do. Held their peace. He was beaten, unrecognizable. That innocent lamb. Brother Brown said when he seen him, he remember when he was praying for his daddy. And he seen him. He said, "No artist can paint his picture. A look like he would speak that the world would come to an end. Love. But oh, he can get angry." Look with me in Isaiah 63 real quick. Isaiah 63, verse 1 to 6. Look at what he says. Amen. He said, "Kiss the Son lest he be angry and you perish from the way." He said, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Boaz? That this that is glorious in his apparel, travailing in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I would tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth." Amen. Me and my wife, I was telling you a while ago about us being in New Mexico. And I've always seen coming around these mountains some places, sometimes, Brother Jim, I say, says, "Watch out for fallen rocks." Well, several years ago, me and my wife and my daughter and son-in-law, we was up in New Mexico, just traveling around, seeing the sights, and we was going up to Eagle's Nest in Red River, New Mexico, and it came a little shire, and the rocks started falling, Brother Aaron, and we had to dodge them rocks. When I was out there preaching for Brother Manuel, me and him and Brother Forrest Farmer was there in the car, and we was talking about how them houses look so lovely built there, just right there beneath the mountains and everything. Said, "My, wouldn't it be something when them rocks fall on them houses or something like that? But one of these days they're going to pray, say, God, let the rocks fall, let the mountains fall, and hide me from him that sitteth upon the throne." Said, "Kiss the Son lest he be angry." Let's just be angry. When his wrath is kindled but a little. It don't take much. I still live out in West Texas. Amarillo Dry. I called my brother the other day. I talked to him several times. He told me just here the other day or a couple weeks ago. He said, we ain't had no measurable precipitation in 6 months. Dry. New Mexico, Arizona, all that. And it just takes a little spark. Here the other day we was coming from somewhere, and my wife was in the car, and she seen something and said it was a wind, a gust of wind come up, knocked a power pole over out there, and it just sparked, and it just started burning like wildfire. Just a little. Don't take much. It's a good thing that there was nothing, no structures, anything nearby. But that wind getting up and whipping like that, it's So my, it'll start a wildfire and you can't, it'd be uncontrollable. But he said, kiss the Son, lest he be angry when his wrath is kindled but a little. Hebrews 10:31 said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Where can we hide? Where can we find shelter at? Only one place. You take a boy or a girl, and they've been so bad, in and out of trouble, their friends try to help them, but they don't want no help. And one by one, their friends drop off like that. Who are they going to turn to? Who are they going to ask for help? They're in trouble. They've been in and out of trouble. And they say, hey, why don't you ask your dad or your mom? Because, you know, like a daughter just right under, you know, it comes something about a father to a daughter or a son to a mother. Why don't you help them? But, you know, I said, yeah, they tried to help me. And it seemed like they, because I wouldn't ever receive none of their help. They tried and they tried. And finally, they just gave up on me. And there's no one to help. No one to turn to. And after a while, they're in despair. No hope. All the doors have been shut. There's no one to turn to. And then they take their lives. But you know what? We got a loving Father.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Who said, I want to know wise. Turn anybody away. God help us. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Amen. Lest he be angry. Where can we turn to? Where can we find shelter? Amen. This is the benediction real quick. Say, kiss the Son, lest he be angry when his wrath is kindled but a little. But blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Tonight, brothers and sisters, me and you are a blessed people tonight. Amen, we're a blessed people. I looked up that trust in the Old Testament. It's just a word for the New Testament faith, which means believe. 152 times this trust is found in the Old Testament. Just a Hebrew word signifying. Amen. Ruth 2:12 says it like this. Means to, Hebrew word signifying to take refuge. Ruth 2:12 says it like this. The Lord recompense you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you've come to take refuge. Oh, tonight, we're a blessed people. Why? Because we've kissed the Son. Amen. Amen. And we've come to take refuge under his wings tonight. So let the storm clouds roll. Let the devil howl all he wants to. I'm sheltered in the arms of Christ tonight. I'm taking refuge under the wings of the Almighty tonight. Amen. Signifies to lean on. Psalms 56:3 says, what time I am afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust or reliance in him. We're a blessed people. We're beyond blessed if we put our trust in him. Amen. Oh, and he's not only, amen, he's not only blessed us, but he sent us a message, like I said earlier. Amen. Sent us a message, amen, with rapture and faith in it. Amen. To bring about a body change. Amen. And one of these days, we ain't going to worry about a car wrecking or this happening or saying goodbye to a loved one. We're blessed. Hallelujah. He didn't say he would see us around our troubles. He would see us over our troubles. He would see us under our troubles. But he said he would see us through our troubles. We're blessed people. We're highly blessed. Where could we go tonight? You remember Jesus had three pools in his ministry. All these happy when he was healing the sick and raising the dead. Turning the water into wine. taking two fishes, five loaves, and feeding 5,000. But when he began to say, I and my Father are one. Amen. When he began to say, except you eat this flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. When he began to preach the word, and the word became open. Amen. They began to walk away. Whew. Amen. What about it today? Amen. Where are we at today? Amen. And when they turned to walk away, and only the 12 were left, Jesus said to them, will you go also? And Peter raised up and spoke these words, to whom shall we go, seeing thou hast the words of eternal life? I say tonight, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go, seeing this has the words of eternal life? God help us tonight. Let us kiss the Son. Let us give him our homage. Let us give him affection. Let us give him allegiance. Let us give him worship. Let us give him the kiss of gratitude. Amen. Because we're blessed tonight. Let's stand together. Amen. Brother Joel, come sing that song. Amen. Amen. We're going up yonder. Amen. Let's worship God. Amen. You love him tonight. You appreciate him tonight. Kiss the Son. Amen. Lest he be angry with us. Amen. I don't want him to be angry. Hallelujah. Let's just worship God for a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you want to know,
amen,
where I'm going, where I'm going,
yes, Lord,
one day soon. If anybody asks you where I'm going, there's comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. God gives me grace.
Y'all believe this?
I'll run this Christian race until I see my Savior face to face. Lord, now I can take the pain, the heartache that life brings. I have comfort in knowing I'm gonna put on wings and fly away. As God gives me grace, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna live, I'm gonna run this Christian race until I see my Savior face to face. I'm going in the rapture.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm going, brother.
Amen. Hi. You're going tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, you want to give him praise. You want to give him worship. Lord. Amen. You want to give him homage and allegiance.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to kiss you tonight, Lord. I want to give you, Lord, honor, Lord. Lord, I want to give you due honor tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm going up yonder, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, brother, and come. Amen, take the service. Amen, you love him tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, you appreciate him tonight. You're going to kiss the Son. That's the command.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. I want to kiss him tonight. I want to give him glory. Honor. I want to give him respects, Lord, that I owe him. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I want to give him the kiss of gratitude. Amen. He's done so much for me.
So much.
Oh, my. I could never repay him back. Amen. Oh, like Brother Bram said, oh, if I just had that flunky's job.
Right.
Then I'd fall at his feet.
Have that
I'd kiss his feet. I'd wash his feet.
That's it.
Oh, my. That's what I want to do tonight, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just bow our heads before we turn the service back. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, you gave us the command tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, Lord, to kiss you, Lord Jesus, to kiss the Son. May we do that, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, that one day you gave us the kiss of reconciliation, Lord. And Father, we can kiss you back, Father, knowing, Lord God, Lord, like the prophet made a statement. He said, you're not too old there, lady. Hair's not too frosted to Lord, be welcome into the kingdom of God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you welcomed us into your kingdom, Father. God, may we kiss you back tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. May we give you the kiss, Lord, back, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you wasn't no dummy, Lord God. You knew just exactly what we was doing, Lord. But one day we had to come to ourselves and recognize we was lost. And we went back to the Father's house, Lord. Now may we give you the kiss, Lord, of allegiance and homage, Lord. May we give you the kiss of worship, Lord. Oh, well, once we worship this, we worship our lusts, we worship our pleasures, we worship our own ideas, Lord. But now, Father, may we worship you, Father. Lord, in spirit and in truth, oh God, may we give you the kiss of gratitude tonight, Lord Jesus. Lest you be angry, it says. God, we don't want you to be angry, Lord. But one of these days, there's going to be those that want to hide. Want to run. Say, hide me from him that sitteth upon the throne, the wrath of the Lamb. But it'd be too late. Lord, let it not be too late with us tonight, Lord. If there's anybody here in the building tonight, Father, that's not made their heart right with you, Lord, may they do so before. Even go out these doors tonight, Lord Jesus. May they make their heart right with you, Lord Jesus. Lord, talking about an angry God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. But you said, blessed are those that have put their trust and confidence in you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that you allowed me to put my trust and confidence. Where can I turn to, Lord? There's nobody like you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name, come, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Number one would surely be me. I thought I could be all I wanted to be. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. 'cause I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done.
God bless you as you sing, as you go.
It all on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as someone who can, but I can't. You hold.